so abused, and I see by your face that understanding dawns.
Yarg.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, Lord, I'll see to it. I mean, I'll endeavour to see. I mean, well, I'll try and look after him and see he comes to no harm. And after that, I'll get a job juggling snowballs through hell, he added bitterly in the privacy of his own skull.
Capital! I gather already that you and Two Flower are on the best of terms. An excellent beginning. When he returns safely to his homeland, you will not find me ungrateful. I shall probably even dismiss the charges against you. Thank you, Rincewind, you may go.
Rincewind decided not to ask for the return of his five remaining Rhynhu. He backed away cautiously.
Oh, and there is one other thing, the patrician said, as the wizard groped for the door handles.
Yes, Lord, he replied with a sinking heart.
I'm sure you won't dream of trying to escape from your obligations by fleeing the city. I judge you to be a born city person, but you may be sure that the lords of the other cities will be apprised of these conditions by nightfall.
I assure you, the thought never even crossed my mind, Lord.
Indeed. Then if I were you, I'd sue my face for slander.
Rincewind reached the broken drum at a dead run, and was just in time to collide with a man who came out backwards fast. The stranger's haste was in part accounted for by the spear in his chest. He bubbled noisily and dropped dead at the wizard's feet. Rincewind peered around the doorframe and jerked back as a heavy throwing axe whirred past like a partridge. It was probably a lucky throw, a second cautious glance told him. The dark interior of the drum was a broil of fighting men, quite a number of them, a third and longer glance confirmed, in bits. Rincewind swayed back as a wildly thrown stool sailed past and smashed on the far side of the street. Then he dived in. He was wearing a dark robe, made darker by constant wear and irregular washings. In the raging gloom, no one appeared to notice a shadowy shape that shuffled desperately from table to table. At one point, a fighter, staggering back, trod on what felt like fingers. A number of what felt like teeth bit his ankle. He yelped shrilly and dropped his guard just sufficiently for a sword, swung by a surprised opponent, to skewer him. Rincewind reached the stairway, sucking his bruised hand, and running with a curious bent-over gait. A crossbow quarrel thunked into the banister rail above him, and he gave a whimper. He made the stairs in one breathless rush, expecting at any moment another, more accurate shot. In the corridor above, he stood upright, gasping, and saw the floor in front of him scattered with bodies. A big, black-bearded man with a bloody sword in one hand was trying the door handle.
"Hey!"
screamed Rincewind. The man looked around and then, almost absent-mindedly, drew a short throwing knife from his bandolier and hurled it. Rincewind ducked. There was a brief scream behind him as the crossbowman, sighting down his weapon, dropped it and clutched at his throat. The big man was already reaching for another knife. Rincewind looked around wildly and then, with wild improvisation, drew himself up into a wizardly pose. His hand was flung back.
Asonaitai, Kaiorucha, Beazleblor.
The man hesitated, his eyes flicking nervously from side to side as he waited for the magic. The conclusion that there was not going to be any hit him at the same time as Rincewind, whirring wildly down the passage, kicked him sharply in the groin. As he screamed and clutched at himself, the wizard dragged open the door, sprang inside, slammed it behind him, and threw his body against it, panting. It was quiet in here. There was Two Flower, sleeping peacefully on the low bed. And there, at the foot of the bed, was the luggage. Rincewind took a few steps forward, cupidity moving him as easily as if he were on little wheels. The chest was open. There were bags inside, and in one of them he caught the gleam of gold. For a moment greed overcame caution, and he reached out gingerly. But what was the use? He'd never lived to enjoy it. Reluctantly, he drew his hand back and was surprised to see a slight tremor in the chest's open lid. Hadn't it shifted slightly, as though rocked by the wind? Rincewind looked at his fingers and then at the lid. It looked heavy and was bound with brass bands.